Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Heard the Podcast. I'm your host Danny, and I'm joined again by the lovely Miss China Keys Payne, Mrs. China Payne, Mrs. China Keys Payne, yes. Mrs. China Keys.
All of that, that's me.
Coming from the House of Payne, it's like, nah. So how is everything? Hi J-Rob, J-Rob's here of course.
What's up y'all? Hey,
how's life J-Rob? Did you miss us? It's been a week.
I seen y'all last week. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
So you didn't miss us.
You didn't
I
miss
did.
Us.
Maybe I did.
Maybe you did. So just say yes or no. Just don't lie.
Yes.
Great really
episode.
You did?
Great episode last week.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
I know J-Rob loved the episode.
Yay.
I had to bring China back. China was amazing. Did you like it, China?
Yeah. It was a lot. I liked your clips. It was a you lot did? Of people
commenting There's more. Oh, you said what?
I said it was a lot of people commenting on stuff. I was like, okay.
Because you've never been interviewed by me, you know?
Exactly.
We're going to have fun up here. J-Rob's part Dominican. You know J-Rob's part Dominican, right?
I didn't. Are you? That's like what they say about envy.
I'm not.
They do. That is so funny. You saw how Jessica Larius couldn't say amid? I'm like, girl, you can't say amid? Gosh. That's crazy.
Why was she saying amid?
Like, girl, what? Chill out.
I was like, y'all never heard that word before?
That's crazy. I mean, that's the Baltimore school system for you. It's like, nah.
Hey, yeah.
Let me stop. I was happy with, I still have more clips to post and yeah, like I just wanted to get back into the groove of things and like I have some other interviews coming up. I'm just really excited. I'm really trying to like, you know, just, yeah, you know, I have a good feeling. Like I feel like we all just have those moments where like life is lifing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm like crawling out of that, mm-hmm. You know? How about you? Did Reggie like it? Did he like how it was like, you a good man?
No, he liked it.
What'd he say?
He liked it. That was funny. And then the girl that had commented, she was like, not even an uncle.
That's my friend, Jasmine.
I was like, oh my God.
Did you go to the Beyonce concert? Oh, you didn't? Let's talk about that. Okay, wait. So I don't know if I talked about the Beyonce concert yet, y'all, yeah, but I went. It was amazing. And people are still going. And like, you know, her birthday's coming up. So like everyone's coming out and everyone's like really showing out. And I just feel like you could probably still go. Just take a trip somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
it. I think this is like this Beyonce experience, like this moment is like really like a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like everyone's like popping out. Everyone's dressing up. It's like a moment. It's fun to get dressed up. It's fun to have the theme. It's fun to, you know what I'm saying?
I do like seeing people like recreate their outfits, mm-hmm. and have all the silver on. Like, mm-hmm. I saw that on
Issa Rae. She looked good.
Yeah, I saw mm-hmm. that. She looked real good. Like the chrome, and mm-hmm. yes, I like the thought. I don't even wear silver, which is funny.
Me neither. I'm more of like a gold girl, but I think I'm getting into silver now, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm, I am. Tell them what you did.
So I enjoyed the Beyonce concert at, where is that?
FedEx Field.
It wasn't. Oh, yes. I enjoyed the Beyonce concert at PG Sports and Learning Complex.
That was FedEx Field. That's FedEx Field.
But no, I went to the complex and sat on the bench outside. I could hear FedEx Field. I could see it. But I was at PG Sports and Learning.
PG Sports and Learning! Oh, my God.
Yes, because I was trying to figure out if I wanted to go.
I was telling you about the Game Time website.
No, and that's what I said. I was looking on Game Time, and I was trying to find some good tickets. But then
it was probably too late.
Yeah, I couldn't find what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see if I could get to like the floor and pay a certain amount. I think mm-hmm. I wanted to pay like below 3 or below 2. Mm-hmm. And it was just too late. And I had a party to shoot that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So
that was a lot.
It was a whole bunch.
And then
that
the FedEx
day.
Field that day was kind of backed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So at first I was just like driving around. And then I was trying to park. And I could hear by the parking lot. But then the security was like, you gotta get out of here. So I was like, okay, whatever. Then my friend came and we both just parked on the street and walked up to PG Sports and Learning Complex and we sat by the bench and I was listening to the whole show.
And you heard Blue come out?
Yeah,
like, go Blue!
I did hear Blue come out. I heard the whole thing. It's like, I do want to go, but I feel like I've seen the whole show because
It's nothing like being there, though.
I know, but I know everything that's going to happen. I could do Blue's choreography. Like, I know the whole thing now because everybody records it.
I made the Be Good page. I made the Be Good page. You saw?
I think I did. Yes, yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Yes,
I was so impressed. I wanted to make Parkwood page, but I was like, that's fine.
Oh, because there were photographers there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You need to try to shoot at a. Did y'all try? It was impossible. She got her own team.
Yeah. It's some people where it's like a one in a million mm-hmm. type of chance. And mm-hmm. she's one of them. But I did see Ravy B's pictures. She's in Vegas shooting.
Jay-Z loves Ravy B.
Yeah. She's mm-hmm. in Vegas doing Adele's residency. And mm-hmm. she was, Beyonce was in Vegas a couple days ago. Mm-hmm, so she was taking her pictures there and they looked good.
You saw Kelly Rowland's pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Real cute. Yeah. And then like she has an opener now. Like DJ Khaled came out and brought everybody out.
Oh, when did that happen?
You didn't see it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so last night she performed and DJ, I guess she had DJ Khaled do like an opening set and he brought out Offset, 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Coi Leray. Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in LA? That was in LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw Alex Vaughn, she was getting dressed and ready for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before we get into things, I wanna so J Rob, I wanna know what you think too. Who do y'all think should do the Super Bowl next year? For me, there were two, because I haven't seen like a lot of names, but there's mm-hmm. two main people that people are going back and forth with. Honestly, they're saying that either Usher or Miley Cyrus could do it. In my opinion, I'm kind of leaning towards Miley Cyrus. I'm not going to lie.
What is she going to perform?
What do you mean what she going to perform? What do you mean?
I don't think I know enough Miley.
You don't.
I know Wrecking Ball and Party in the USA. Whoa. And Hannah Montana theme song.
What? She could do a full set.
What other? I really She has
Party in the USA, Wrecking Ball, See You Again, The Climb, the Hannah Montana stuff she could probably do and like do a transition with. She has like done live sets. She has her Bangers album was amazing. She has collaborations. I feel like if she did it, she could put on a really good show. She can really do, because I just feel like with Miley Cyrus, I just feel like she's been like, her song has been number one for like months this year.
What song?
Flowers.
Oh, okay.
She was number one for like months straight. Yes. The thing is with Usher, like I would love for him to do a Super Bowl, but not this year. Only because like I want to see Miley, because she's been like topping the charts, and also like Usher, he's been getting his like shine through his Vegas mm-hmm. residencies. And I also just feel like the last few Super Bowls have been like pretty black. Like we've been fed. So I think we can if we want to do pop, I feel like we can go with Miley real quick. I feel like Miley will give that nostalgia. And I just feel like, in my opinion, I just feel like out of the Disney people, mm-hmm. I feel like Miley is the one that's like that really like, you know, rocketed to like superstardom. Like she has like a Disney career and she has like her own career. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. I mean, Selena Gomez, she's pretty popular, but I don't know. I feel like Miley has a better catalog than Selena Gomez.
I don't listen to Selena Gomez either, so that doesn't help. She should, if she did it, she could bring out the Cheetah Girls.
Who?
Miley Cyrus.
Why Cheetah Girl?
Because.
And who the hell, what Cheetah Girl? Who? What Cheetah Girl?
I guess she just, that's crazy. Bring out Raven.
Raven ain't gonna do shit. That is hilarious.
She would do it with Adrian.
Mm, yes. That's stupid. That's hilarious. I think Miley would. First of all, the only people that can actually sing, never mind.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the truth. Whatever you was about to say is the truth. We all know.
Raven left. I think maybe I heard this wrong, but one of the reasons that Raven left was because like she just felt like it was getting too childish for her. She didn't want to stay.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
She didn't want to be grown on stage like that, yeah. You know?
I mean, they were grown.
Yeah.
Did you want to be Galleria or did you want to be Chanel?
I wanted to be, who was Raven?
Galleria.
Yeah, Raven. Mm. You know, people act like this is, maybe I just know because I'm like super, I'm a super Solange fan, but people are just now finding out that Solange is supposed to be Keeley's role.
Yep.
I've been to that.
That's crazy.
I think Matthew was like, no, or she just wanted to like, I think she was about to put out her solo thing, or she didn't want to be a part of a group.
I feel like she could have done it though.
She could have done
that part. That's interesting.
Yeah, but you know, but thinking about it, like she would have had to like commit to it. Yeah. Seeing being that it became this real group and this real tour.
She was gonna have to be in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think she would be doing all that. I'm glad she didn't do it because I feel like that would have like, that wouldn't have given us the, you know, what she.
That's true.
I think Miley Cyrus could bring out Michael Madden and all of them, the Ray Shrimmered and Wiz Khalifa, okay. Juicy J. She could have a Juicy J situation happen.
That's true. If she wants to go back to that.
She be having, she be working with them. I think her album that she still works with Michael Made It.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know, Molly. Like, I know, I know, I know. So I kind of had, I had to get over it. Yeah, you didn't get over it yet.
I didn't get over it yet. But Usher does put on a good show.
He really does.
I feel like they might go with him just because of his popularity right now, and because
he would have to change his set
from what it is at Vegas.
Yeah, he would have to change it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he would need to do something different. Yeah. I don't think he can give the Vegas residency at the Super Bowl.
If he brought out, if he had guests, who you think his guests would be? Of course, Lil Jon and Ludacris.
Yeah.
But other than them, who you think he would bring out?
Maybe, could he do Summer Walker?
He could, but would she behave herself?
I don't know. Does he have a song with Justin Timberlake, or did I make
no. that up? No. I was watching, so I watched Tank's R&B Money podcast, and they had Ryan Toby. You know who Ryan Toby is, right?
Yeah.
You know who Ryan Toby is?
I've heard that name.
Okay, so he was in City High, and he was the one that wrote Superstar.
Yes.
And he wrote Caught Up, he wrote a whole bunch of people stuff. And he was saying that, so Usher, because, you know, Justin Timberlake was really huge before the Confessions album came out. And so he was saying how, you know, Usher at one point, he was kind of, before Confessions came out, he was kind of like cold a little bit. He wasn't really out there like that. And, but he was seeing how Justin Timberlake was like getting all this notoriety and Rolling Stone cover here and them calling him the King of Pop and right. Prince of Pop, whatever. So he was just saying like, yeah, like, you know, when he had to kind of convince Usher that Caught Up was a hit. Like this, it was a whole situation where he was like helping Usher whatever while he was kind of cold, and you know, he was watching Justin Timberlake get all this notoriety, and it was like, you know, he was kind of frustrated a little bit, you know, because this is white boy, literally my white counterpart, like you're literally the white me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what I mean. Yeah, it's interesting.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
No.
What? You don't think so? So what's the thing with Alicia Keys? Why y'all be acting like she can't sing no more?
Because she can't. Me and my household don't be listening to her.
So when's the cutoff for you? Because I still listen to Unthinkable. I still listen to Her Diary.
That's the cutoff. That time period.
Unthinkable or Diary?
No, Unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after that, just fell off. Don't steal people's men.
Man,
you lose your voice.
Like they're like Ariel. They're like a blended family now, right? Isn't the
yeah now?
Yeah,
yeah. That's what happens. Damn, this time goes on and money happens. Like,
damn, y'all.
I don't like Alicia.
I love how she really. Maybe I just wasn't tapped into that tea like that for real. I love how she finally cleared that sample for Froggy Raw. That was fun. That was fun.
We was actually listening to You Don't Know My Name last night in the car, and Reggie was like, you know, when I hear this, I don't even think of Alicia Keys anymore. I think of Froggy.
Froggy Raw. I want Froggy on the show.
Get him on.
I'm trying. I'm going to put this on Instagram and see what he does.
Froggy, come to Heard the Podcast. It'll be fun.
I don't want to be. But is this tacky if I do that? If I clip this up and tag him and say, hey, come on the show. Is that tacky?
I don't think so. We'll see what happens.
Manifestation.
Anything else that was interesting over the weekend, you guys? We'll get to the topics. How's life, J-Rob? Anybody, any ghetto interactions here or no? It can get kind of edgy, you know, when you're a producer. You know, when you're an engineer and producer and stuff, like it can get a little edgy here and there. Anything edgy happen lately? You're good? You didn't have to, like, pull out the strap of nobody and put it on the...
Nah, everything been good.
Okay. You know, J-Rob stays strapped.
I don't invite that energy. Oh, that
too. What? Oh yeah,
you said okay. I stay strapped, but
yeah, period.
I don't. Do
I miss Darius. I want Darius to come back. We had so much fun with him.
He said he's gonna come.
Yeah, he did.
He said he was. But when he probably working?
When
today?
He said come today.
He said he
Damn,
was.
I wish you came through my session because he is so funny. Anywho, okay, so I don't watch Love & Hip Hop. I don't watch it. I know that these shows are fake. That's not new to me, but the acting is still bad.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm still kind of salty about like it was one year. I think it was like my second to last semester in college, I actually tried out for the Real World.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Real World.
They were auditioning. They were auditioning people. I went to Philly to audition.
Oh.
But it was that one season. I think it was that one season when they were in Seattle. I think it was that one season where they had half the cast was black. It was one season of the Real World where most of the cast was black. And I didn't make that one. I was pissed because I really would have shook shit up in there. I really would have shook some shit up in there. Listen, I was in a phase in college. Like, if you had put me on TV, I would have really been like, okay. New York Junior. I'm a mess. Oh, I'm so goodness. Listen. Put a listen. I will perform. Okay. Listen, I'm made for reality TV. It might still be a thing down the line for me, honestly. Yeah. Like, I'm trash. I want to be trash. I do. Like, I would love to be reality show trash.
Why would you?
Netflix be having a new reality show every.
Oh my God. My friend tried to get me hooked to The Circle. And I don't like
you
that
would
show.
Be good on The
people
Circle.
People keep telling me this. You I tried would. To. You why would though? Why?
Because you're tapped in. You probably could be a fake. I don't know who, but a fake person, a fake influencer, and they probably would believe it because you're good at it.
Good at what?
You're just good at being like in the mix. You know how to, I feel like you know how to, you're on social media enough that you know what you're doing.
I try to watch The Circle.
The Circle is good.
Really?
I'm 3 seasons in. Wow. Yes, it's good.
I watched the first half hour and I was like, I'm not really into this.
You gotta keep watching. Just try it again.
I could try to audition. I don't know.
I don't watch all of the Netflix shows. Like, I don't watch The Ultimatum.
Me neither.
I watch Love is Blind. I watch The Circle.
So, I never really fully watched Love is Blind. I watched a couple of this stuff here and there because it was this one guy. His name is Marshall.
Yes.
And you go to school with him?
I know he's from Baltimore.
He's from Baltimore. I went to Towson, but he didn't go to Baltimore. He didn't go to Towson, I don't think.
No.
But I met him through this girl. I met him through someone that went to Towson with me.
Okay.
And I intermingled with him or interacted with him a couple times at like house parties and shit like that. Mm-hmm. If he saw me, I feel like he would recognize me because I used to have like an Android. Before I used to have an Android in college, my first 2 semesters in college, I used to have an Android. Mm-hmm. And this is when Snapchat was heavy. So every time he would see me, he would make fun of my Android. So if I ever see him in real life again, I would like make fun of my. He'll know. I think he'll recognize me because I recognize him. I'm like, is that the nigga from so and so? I'm like, that's I know him.
Yeah, I started. Yeah. When I watched him on the show, and they portrayed him as like the good guy who was
that
like,
bitch. That fucking the light skinned bitch, the light skinned girl. She is raggedy.
Yeah, she was the worst. Yeah, she was the worst. I wanted Marshall to end up with someone good. I think he has
a black girlfriend now.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. A light skinned girl. And he's an alpha. And that's how I figured out that we know the same people. When I looked, I found his Instagram when all that was happening. I looked at his page. I'm like, you know people that I went to Bowie with because they're alphas. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense now.
Only niggas I knew was, the only frat niggas I knew was Q's and Kappas.
Those are the least ones that I know.
That's really funny. Yeah,
I have alpha and sigma friends.
You know Wanzel? He went to Bowie. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know him? Mm-hmm. And I'm at high school with him. He a Q.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember Wanzel. He just got married, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey Wanzel, if you're listening.
Hey Wanzel.
Anywho, so yes, what was I saying? Anyway, yeah, Love Hip Hop. It's fake, but the acting's really bad. And then sometimes the editing there, here and there, is a little bit clockable. What really threw me off was that one season where Tierra Marie and Hazel and them would go at it, and the editing was god awful. It was like the one scene, one shot, the car over there, next shot, the car over here, the next scene, the car back over there. So it was like, y'all reshoot arguments. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I don't watch it still, but it's just been this clip going around on social media of Erica Mena getting into an argument with Spice. So we all know Erica Mena is like a reality star, and Spice is a Jamaican, I guess, a Jamaican artist. Pop star, or a Jamaican artist or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just play the clip. This has been going around for a week now, for a few days now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play the clip, and we can just all, you know, react. All
right.
So maybe hear it.
Paris doll, because at the time
any woman would have.
And why would you compare?
Your friend, and he felt that way. I was his wife, and he felt nothing.
That don't have nothing to do with me. If he felt nothing for you, like, so it's just confusing.
So you're
like,
telling
why?
Me if you were in my shoes, you're telling me you wouldn't feel no type of way as a woman?
What do you mean if I was in your shoes? In what way? What you, do you mean? Because I feel like your problem is, Erica, you feel like you're the first woman to be divorced. That's the problem.
Really?
I feel like you're acting like you're the first woman to be divorced, and you're the first woman that's left with 2 children to fend for. I've been doing for 14 years. Welcome to the club.
Girl, I've been doing it for
nowhere.
16.
Okay?
16.
Okay, with 16 your son that don't like you. My son loves me.
How do you know
that? Let's talk about that. Stop thinking about you.
How do you know about my son?
You said I know a lot, right? That's what you said. Start the conversation and say I know.
No!
Grace is officially disgrace in my book. This woman was given a second chance at life by God. And here she is choosing to use that second chance at life to come at me and my son. It just speaks volumes on who she is. Once you cross the line and speak on my kids, just know we will forever have beef.
These bitches ain't just shaking tables, they flipping them. What the f***? That bitch should have died. You want to mention my kid? You should have died, bitch. Y'all open the f***ing door. Let me out. Let me out. I'm going to f***ing mush up in here. Let me out, bitch. Your son hates you. Your son hates you, bitch. You monkey. You f***ing blue monkey.
Eric, I cannot believe you. You just called this girl a monkey.
Okay, and so then, Erica Mena calls Spice the monkey. Because we all know that Spice is like dark skin and like, you know, she's Jamaican. She called. Okay, so this is a brief. Okay, so they were arguing because, you know, Erica used to be married to Safari. She has two kids by Safari. Mm-hmm. They're divorced, and I guess I don't even know, like I said, I don't watch the show. I guess at some point Spice had like a health issue, and she had like a life threatening situation. And I guess like at some point Safari reached out to Ice Spice, and I'm calling her Ice Spice. At some point Safari reached out to Spice, and I guess he sent her a voice note or something saying like, you know, I hope you know just expressing like his love for her, and I hope you don't, you know, just hope you get well, and I don't know what to do without you, whatever. I guess Erica Mena overheard his, you know, gratitude, his voice note, like, you know, his compassion for Spice. Mm-hmm. And I guess she's like, you know, you don't treat me like that. I'm the mother of your kids. You never gave me that kind of love, or you never gave me that kind of whatever. So she felt the way about that. So that's the whole thing. But also, so Erica has two younger kids by Safari, but she has an older son that's like around 16 or whatever. Yeah. I think she had him by, I don't know if he was a rapper. Terror Squad. Yeah, with Fat Joe. Yeah, he used to be in Terror Squad with Fat Joe. So, but we never really see him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's always like a punchline on the show of like, you know, towards Erica, like, oh, take care of your son. So the son's always a punchline used towards her. Right. Okay. So when I first, like I said, I don't watch the show, but when I first saw this clip, when Spice was like, your son, da 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 da, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, I feel like certain things, like when you come for someone's child or family, or whatever, I feel like after that, it's whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. So she called Spice a monkey. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, whoa, like that's crazy. But then I still felt that, you know, that's crazy, but I still felt like Spice started it. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I feel like we can like dig in deep with, you know, I mean, of course we all know like Erica Mena, she's not black, she's Latina, but you know how it is with them Spanish girls, they, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, right? No shade to Spanish, but you know, some of y'all, you know, whatever. Anyway, so like, we all know like the narrative when it comes to Spanish, like non-black girls that date black men, or that men fetishize, and like the dark skinned women that, you know, this and that, and you know, the monkey stuff and this and that or whatever. So to my understanding, I actually saw that Erica has called black women monkeys before. Mm-hmm. So this wasn't a thing out of like, oh, I don't know what to say, like, oh, whatever. Like, cause some people are saying like, oh, if you talk about the family, it's up, it's no boundaries, da 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 da. But like, Erica has called people monkeys before in the past. I don't care if you, this is my opinion, I don't care if, you know, you can be non-black or whatever. Cause people think that when you're Latina or Latino, that you like kind of like, you can toggle between the line of like privilege and blackness or whatever, because like you're in that middle point or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like you can still be racist. You can still feel like you're better than, you know, because there's tons. I mean, come on now, like
there are a lot of Hispanic, white Latinos, yeah, white,
but like also like even not even the white ones, like even there's still a history of anti-blackness in Latin culture and Hispanic culture, whatever, right? But then also, like, I don't care if you're white, Latino, like, if you're non-black, you having black kids does not mean that you're not racist. That's my opinion.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And I feel like the monkey to her sounds like the hard ER to me. That's what it gives. It gives that same type of...
Called her a blue monkey.
Right. Like, her hair, okay... Her hair is blue, but like you could have called her a blue
a
beard.
Smurf. You could have called her a Smurf.
It's plain that you, yeah. Could have called her, I don't know, an elephant. Like a monkey
is crazy.
A monkey is very racist code.
It's like it's like you had that on you already. Yeah. You had it in you already.
Yeah, it's what it really is. It's like, oh, it's a black girl. I know if I call her a monkey, it's gonna be a problem. I feel like it's past apology. You already know. We done had this conversation 87 times with people and monkeys and remember the whole H&M thing. Like, monkeys and black people just don't, it don't work. So the fact that you do that, like, like, you just don't use that word with black people. Like,
and then she was like, ooh, she was doing all of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She knew what
she was doing. All the J-Rock. She was going off, right? And she was going to the car, like, still going off mm-hmm. on Spice. She was going off on Spice and she was like, you're a monkey. She kept saying monkey. She was like, ooh, like doing all of that too.
She knows exactly what she's doing. Like, to me, this might sound a little crazy, but like, I almost would have rather had a "you should have died."
Yeah, that was better. That was the table flip. I'm good. I'm with you. Table flip. I'm with you.
You should have died on the table. Yeah, I hate you. Yeah, Once you get to monkey, it's like
that's like.
But
whoa.
That does sound kind of crazy. It almost sounds like, why would you want somebody to say that about you? But I just feel like, "you should have died" is more, "I hate you."
You're offending a group of people at that point.
Y'all black niggas, mm-hmm. I hate all of y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes more of a race thing as opposed to this person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, "you should have died" is targeted to herself. Monkey is like, all y'all black people are monkeys.
And that's what it's just like. That's why I don't like fight back when people are don't let like certain Latinos, because there are black Latinos absolutely. That are black, that like, you can't just like, there's people that are blacker than us that talk Spanish,
absolutely,
but like, that's why I don't when it comes to people like Erica Mena or like even like Dani Lay when she tried to say that she was black, like I don't mind people pushing back on that because at the end of the day, like, we see what happened with Dani Lay and how she felt like she was superior to his other baby mothers, and you see how Erica Mena, like, how she gets when she gets mad and at somebody that's black, you know how she does it. But then on the other hand, it was a picture of her last week where her skin was like two, three shades darker, mm-hmm. and she looked like NeNe Leakes.
I think that like Latinos and race is a very interesting conversation that I don't think is ever going to stop,
because it's a pending argument. And I honestly feel like I feel like, you know, no shade John J-Rob, I don't think it's you, but I think that black men also play a role in that too. They you know, you don't know what they're saying, like even with Dani Lay and DaBaby, like she's talking about some yellow bone, like you never know what he was saying to her, like, you know, that's whatever true. Sweet nothings he was saying to her. That's to make her true. Feel like her skin tone was, you know what I'm saying, like it was, you know.
Yeah That's why I really do like, I don't watch the show, but I did appreciate like Amara La Negra. Like, that is a fully like Hispanic woman.
She's a Latina clown too. She's a clown too, a little bit. I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't think I ever paid attention to what happened. Oh yeah, that tan. And yeah, I see what you're saying.
So it's like, you want to be black when it's convenient. I mean, we can have an argument all day long.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, because like when you think of like the word mestizo, it's like a mix of everything. Mm. But I feel like that's where it's like, oh, how much of like black culture are you a part of? How, like, you know, it gets weird to me. I don't know. It's a weird conversation, I feel like.
I'm just never, when people just like, I don't want to like be divided, but I don't want to be an idiot.
Right.
And I don't, people were like, oh, we know we're all one. We're all, because we're like, we're minorities or whatever. It's because mm-hmm. every minority isn't
black and brown people.
Every minority isn't like on the same like type of time. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a long, 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 long conversation.
I remember when it was this YouTube couple I used to follow. And they would do like videos and stuff like that. And it was a white man and a black woman. Mm-hmm. And they had like a family together, you know, mixed babies and stuff. And I used to follow him on Instagram. It's a white guy. I'm not gonna say his name. He's real popular or whatever. But I guess they went to Jamaica or some shit. This was years ago. Mm-hmm. So I guess they went to a family trip to Jamaica or whatever. And you know what the white folks do at Jamaica, they go get their hair braided.
Yes.
So he got some straight back cornrows and he posted it on Instagram. And he was like, "We all are one," or some shit like that. And I comment, I'm like, "Are you serious? Really? Like, stop. Like, don't," whatever. Like, and so he blocked me. And then like his wife replied to me. She got mad at me. His black wife commented or whatever, and she was did like run. They're around the same age, and she commented was like making it seem like I was hating on him. But I'm like, I'm not hating on him, girl. And like, why are you sitting there? Like, come on now, this white man with his straight back cornrows. so we're all the same because you got straight back cornrows. That's crazy. So like, this man has a black wife and black kids, and he's still tone deaf. So I don't care about you having black. I don't care about you having black. I don't care that you have black. Of course, if you fuck niggas, you're gonna have black kids.
Very true.
So I don't care about you having black kids. I don't care.
Yeah.
You still don't fucking get it. I don't care. You're still racist. You're still this. I don't care. You're still those things. I don't give a fuck if you have black kids. I don't care. This lady has black kids, and she called that woman a monkey.
Yeah.
She has black babies.
Black babies, and her baby father is Jamaican.
And then the thing is, but Jamaicans, you know, they have their own they situations too. We don't get into that. Mm. But like, and those are the kind of people I just feel like when you are a mixed person in school and you go and you're mixed and you grew up in a household of like people just uplifting you because you're mixed and like your non-black mom is, you know, lifting you up, like make like, you know, it's, I feel like that's kind of, maybe this is just me, but like I feel like that's kind of like, you know how you in school and stuff and it's always like that mixed person at school that thinks they're better than everybody because they're mixed. It's because their home life.
Yeah.
It's because what was instilled in them.
Yeah.
You're black, but you know, you're not that kind of black. Like you're the special black. Right. You're like you're the good kind of black. You got good hair. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But you know something that's interesting?
What?
I always think about why Mariah Carey is never involved in any of these conversations.
Be quiet. Don't start that. Don't you start that shit.
I'm serious. I think it's because she has just like she was popular before there was an internet. Ooh. But like there's so many conversations about like this person thinks they're black and they're not and blah, 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 blah. But nobody has ever said anything about Mariah Carey.
You know what's funny? They tried to.
I love Mariah Carey though. I'm not saying it to down her. Don't you know how
in the music industry, like it's always like situation. It's like a movie. I'm sure it's a movie out there somewhere where like it's like the dark skinned girl can sing, but they put the light skinned girl in front and like have her lip sync to the black girl. Remember in Glitter, they tried to make Mariah Carey that girl that was had the chops, but they didn't try to put another girl like. They try to make her be the one that's like grew up poor and like, you know, she had to, but like Mariah's still fine, like okay. They try to put like a remember that movie, remember like she was singing and they tried to put the I don't know what the fuck she was, some Indian girl, some Native American looking girl. Remember that? But I'm like, she's still Mariah Carey, like stop it, you better clean her up, take a shower, and like you're still privileged, stop it, cut it out. But Glitter was such a good movie. I gotta find it. I haven't watched Glitter as an adult yet. I have to watch it as an adult and see if it was trash or not.
People trash that movie. I remember that when I was younger.
It wasn't trash to me because I was younger, but
the worst movie.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it as an adult. Maybe it was trash. And she had that white boyfriend that was like, didn't he like yoke her up? He was like one of them niggas that
because it was supposed to kind of be based off of her life ish, right?
Oh yeah, because she was married to that white man,
Tommy Mottola,
and then that white man got mad at her and had J Lo take one of her songs or some shit like that. Ooh, that was some tea.
Yeah, he was like the head of Columbia
job or some shit.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. I remember that. Yeah, that's interesting. All Mariah did was take a shower and get her hair done, and then she was still privileged, and she was, you know what I'm saying, like cut it out. I don't know. I just feel like that whole cast is full of clout chasers. Erica Mena, she's been doing this. I just feel like at this point, like, I mean, I guess it's your job.
Y'all old.
But where can they go at this point? Really, where can they? What is out there for them at this point? Because Erica Mena has been on TV.
Like Samaya
that fake ass shit.
People don't buy that. Samaya Reeves was on Love and Hip Hop, and now she's a millionaire.
Oh, she is?
Flat tummy tea. Yeah.
Oh.
Do that. I don't know what are they gonna do in that.
I just think like that's always a waste to me. Like even with the Brittany Renner girl, like why are you twerking on this old ass man? Like you could really use your looks to like really like alley-oop your career. Why are you still doing drunk podcasts?
That was frustrating.
Talking about the same thing. Like girl, what? And you're a mother. Like you're I don't want to be like that. I mean. I'm not saying you can't twerk.
Darius.
My bad. I can't say you can't twerk, but like she was like her skirt was up. She was twerking. She was on that old ass man.
Yeah,
like
I didn't know what was happening. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Fuck?
I just saw the clip and I'm like, what's going on here?
I remember when Erica Mena used to be a fake cashier at one of the Kim Kardashian stores. Remember that back in the day?
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, so it was. Remember when Kim and Courtney Take Miami or something like that, and they opened up a Dash store. Mm-hmm. And Erica Mena was one of the I don't know if she was a real cashier or if it was a fake cashier, but she was one of the cashiers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And she had like a little confessional interview thing on there too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what's interesting? I was looking at her, like with all this stuff, I was looking at her Wikipedia. She's literally been in the music video, mm-hmm. video vixen.
She was in Chris Brown's Yo.
She started doing this mm-hmm. like from jump. So now I feel like she just don't know what to do.
I think she's on drugs. Did she get arrested last week?
Oh, for the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Saucy said. He said Erica Mena was being belligerent.
Mm-hmm. So now Love & Hip Hop, they released a statement saying that Erica Mena won't be returning next season, which is kind of like whatever, because like you edited this episode, you aired it, you did all these things.
Right, but this now, didn't happen yesterday.
Exactly.
This happened 3 months ago.
Exactly. You got the ratings you wanted, and now you're releasing a statement saying, yeah, she won't be back next season.
And then Mona Scott going to put on her story, handled.
Girl, bye. Oh, my gosh.
You think you Olivia Pope?
She's the devil. I'm just kidding. You're not the devil, Mona.
But yeah, no. I
Olivia
saw that.
Pope handled. Exactly. It's handled.
It's handled. Like,
girl, stop.
Get out.
This is just so, What the fuck? I do want to be right. I'll talk shit about Tyler Perry all the time. But like, if I would gladly, like, you know, we can make fun of his movies and stuff all the time. But like, mm-hmm. I would gladly play like a crackhead in his movie. I would.
Not
I still would.
Not a crackhead.
What else would I play?
You could be a business
a strung out auntie. You know, it's only a couple things he has on his. You know,
why she won't be a crackhead?
What could I do?
I
can either be a crack or
you
what?
Could date Shamar Moore with the straight backs
and what and over in my abuse I get slapped around. It's always like a pocket of situations. Like I can either be a crackhead, a deadbeat mom, a hoe. That with a nice husband at home, I don't appreciate him, so I want to go with the bad boy, but he gives me a STD, and then, you know what I'm saying? It's always something where it's like, I'm never going to win.
He might have a new role. He might be a character.
Yeah, just let him know. Tyler, this is it, right here.
Name one Tyler Perry movie where a black woman was just like...
It's coming, is it?
It's not coming. It's not one.
It's not one? Okay.
It's coming ahead. It's coming in the future.
The Family That Prays. She was a...
Temptation. The girl got... What she end up getting? Some
She got AIDS.
Uh-huh. And then freaking Jill Scott. We know what happened to Jill Scott in that movie. And then...
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, maybe he's trying to change. Maybe he's changing. It's interesting when you think about like how it started. Like it was just supposed to be like about...
Jim Jones. Yeah, and Chrissy. I mean, they probably mad at she. You think Jim Jones gets like royalties or something? Wasn't his idea probably. For the show? Something.
Yeah, I think so, definitely, because they wanted to follow them around, and she's, you know.
And Yandy was a fake man. What does Yandy do?
Have green eyes. Shut up, Chun. I just say stupid stuff. I'm sorry. I don't actually don't know.
Because wasn't she somebody fake manager or something like that?
Who's?
She was a manager.
Yeah. Yandy used to fake manage a lot of people.
She went to Howard. Did you know that? I was like, oh, I had no idea.
I want to say something real bad, but I'm scared to say it.
Say it. Go ahead, say it.
No, I'm not going to do it. Because it's going, you went to a PWI, and you, of course you're going to say that, because you went to... No, I'm going to say it. No, it's fine. It's whatever.
I love it.
I'm just playing. Anywho.
Did you go to Howard?
Nah.
Oh.
Anywho, okay, so do we know Pinky Doll? Ice cream so good. I love your nails.
Oh, thank you. They're done by my sister. She's my nail tech.
I really have to go to her.
Shout out to Bamboo.
Does she work at a salon?
She works out of a house.
Okay, bet. But I gotta go to her.
She has it. Yes, go to her. She lives not too far from here at all.
Okay, bet. So the Pinky Doll girl. I like her.
I like her too.
Yeah. So they said that she was light skin fishing, which is awesome. So I thought that she was light skinned too, but she is a brown. I think she might be my complexion. Yeah. She might be giving me like a medium brown.
She absolutely is.
And she showed up at some little Streamy Awards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, she's a black girl.
Yeah. She's not the color that she is on TikTok.
Yeah. So she has a filter. She has like a light skin filter on TikTok, and she used that to her advantage.
And
I'm not mad at her.
The blonde wig too.
The blonde wig. Yep. Cause
so
you know,
like, mm-hmm. a thing about it that I've been learning more about is apparently NPC is like a whole fetish thing. Like you are supposed
and
NPC, to be
NPC is non-playable character they have on video games where like yes. you know you're a character and they have like the computer generated character that you know they're repetitive or whatever. So yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. So like, that is a fetish on TikTok where people want to be able to control what you do and what
ice cream's so good. Ice cream's so good.
So I give you money, you say, you do what I say.
Mm-hmm. Boom, splash, 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 splash. Just like that.
Exactly. But she's apparently a whole character of her. Like, that's mm-hmm. not her. She is, I think she said she's like 19 on her TikTok. Mm-hmm. She's really like 26.
Uh-huh. She got a kid and all that.
She got kids. Mm-hmm. She's not light skinned. She doesn't have blonde hair. So if you think about it, she's really playing a character. I had never heard of her until I saw somebody talking about her on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And now she's on the Streamy Awards, and I know she's a millionaire.
And she got a Fashion Nova ambassador deal.
Mm-hmm. So she, and she has OnlyFans too.
She better have on, girl. You better have OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. So like, she's capitalizing on it all.
And she's pretty light skin or dark skin. So yeah. I'm like, you know what I'm saying. So you could get it all, girl.
Yep.
I feel like, you know, I think honestly, I just think that you know, Fashion Nova right now, get some other brand partnerships. Mm-hmm. Maybe do a cute little Netflix movie here and there. Maybe do a little cameo or something like that. Do some voiceover cartoons. You can. She can alley you. She can do a lot of different things.
Yes, she can. She's doing it. I don't have no problem with what she doing. Get your money, girl.
Yeah, you got it. You a mother too. Like, girl, you better provide for you. Because it was at one point. I think they were mad at her for yelling at her child when she was doing her videos and stuff. I'm like, why are you mad at her yelling at her child? Her child sound bad.
Right. She's a mother.
He cutting up. The fuck?
Yeah.
It was what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her working doing her, like, she's providing for her child. What's wrong with her doing TikTok and just, what's wrong with that?
Y'all just was funny to like just see her change her voice.
Yeah.
To go from like ice cream so good to hey, sit
your ass down.
Get over there.
Her son sound bad. He don't listen. Anywho, okay, so yeah, so good luck to her. I really do. I love seeing black girls win. I love seeing black girls cheat the system. I love seeing black girls you know, just making money and just finding ways to, you know, because I just feel like if she was her true skin tone, you think that she would be up here like at the Streamy Awards that quick?
No, not at all.
No. 50 Cent bust this girl upside her head with a mic. So 50 Cent is on tour. I think it's called the final lap, the last lap, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Tour he's on, and I guess he's bringing out a lot of people like in different cities and stuff. He brought out YG and Tyga and all of them in LA, and I think he has the baby on tour with him here and there, or whatever. So that's good for the baby, because you know. And then I think he has Busta Rhymes on the tour with him too. Or it's cool. Like, and yeah. I'm still debating whether I should go or not, because he's gonna be at Royal Farms in a couple weeks. Oh, and the tickets aren't really that bad, honestly. The tickets are like $20, $30, or whatever.
I did hear it was a good show from my friend that lives in New York. I heard it was a good show. So,
he was in LA the other night, and he actually, I guess, YG was on stage or whatever. He brought out YG, and I guess you know, he was going back on stage, and I guess he had like a tech issue or like a mic issue. I guess the mics weren't working or whatever. He was getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. So he took the mic and chucked it real hard in the crowd, and he ended up hitting this radio host, this LA radio host named Brianna. Her name's Brianna something. Brianna something. Brianna Monaghan. I think that's how you say her name. Brianna Monaghan. She's a LA radio host. I think she like works at one of them LA stations or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he chucked the mic real hard, and he hit her, and she is busted the fuck up.
I saw it.
She in the hospital. She filed a police report, rightfully so, girl, because you better get paid, girl. Get paid. Get the money.
For real.
Get the money.
But like, why?
I'm happy you're okay, and I'm happy you're still alive, because that could you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a head injury.
You could've bust somebody in the head for real.
Yeah, and you know, but no, she's busted up real bad. Yeah. Like, she is busted up real bad. She filed a police report, rightfully so, because girl, get your money. That's the thing, you know, get the police report, physical therapy, you know what I'm saying, medical, you know, do your thing. You know, distress, you know, all that stuff. I'm not saying that you faking it, but it's like, go through the course. Get money, girl. Get the money.
Please.
Get the money. Get paid. Please get paid. Please. That's crazy. Like, you're mad that you're it's normal. It's a mic issue. Okay, it's
why
fine.
Why are you
like,
throwing it in the audience?
50 Cent. Like,
why
what are you doing?
Throw it on the stage. Why are you throwing it?
And you of all people, you love suing people. You should know better than that.
That is very true. And he did it twice. He threw the microphone twice. I don't know if both times it hit the same person or same area, but he threw that microphone two different times. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, why are you throwing a microphone into the crowd?
It's never
that
serious.
Watching you perform.
It's never that serious.
Ever. Yeah, that was confusing. I didn't.
Especially 50 Cent. Let's see if it was Beyonce concert, but still, she didn't throw no damn mic in the crowd. Fuck 50 Cent. Calm down.
Exactly. Like,
you're not even like you're like 50 Cent, cool, but like you're into like shows now. Like you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, your tickets are $20. Like, stop. Cut it out. Stop. Be quiet. Stop. Like, you're doing too much. Like, I can literally buy a ticket.
And also, like, right, your big strong self, like,
Like he was like, he chucked that. He launched. He was pissed. What's you're pissed at a mic issue, 50 Cent. You are 30 plus years in your career, and you're pissed at a mic issue. Yeah. Seriously,
chill out. What's going on? I don't get it. That threw me off.
Please. Get paid, girl. Get the money. Please. I'm sure he's sorry. I'm sure that his lawyer released a statement saying something. I don't know, but like that girl getting paid.
He did. And so was it a battery charge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The lawyer came out and said he didn't mean to. It don't matter. Girl, get paid. You bust that girl up. Bust that girl up real bad because he didn't mean to throw it. He meant to just throw it. He didn't aim at nobody. But still, you threw a mic. You hit. He hit. The girl looks fucked up. She look at her.
Now we're hitting logic. Because you don't
look.
No, I saw it. It looks bad. You don't mean to, but you threw it into a crowd of people. How do you not mean? You didn't expect it to hit someone in the face, but you meant to throw it because that's what you did. That's lawyer speak for. I'm trying to make everybody.
He don't need to say nothing. Like, no, it don't even.
We got it on camera. We watched you go.
Right.
How much did she go get out of this? What she, if you got hit by 50 Cent in the mic, what would you sue him for?
At least $750. At least. Because
you can't go to work.
Exactly.
You're out of work. You're fucked up.
Yeah.
Injury.
Yeah. I am traumatized.
Trauma.
I'm emotionally distressed.
Cosmetic damage. I got a scar now.
Get this fixed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I can keep piling up.
And the thing is, you hit me in the head, so that can go any way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be a cool meal, China. I don't know about the 750.
I can see that.
It might be a cool meal.
I'm a radio host. My face matters.
Oh, if they see 1.5. I don't know. Listen.
I need my money. I need it now.
1.5. 1.5 minutes. She good. She don't gotta go work no more after this.
Yeah, I need it now because you're crazy.
If somebody hit me in the head, I would have performed myself. I would have fell out. I would have done all types. I would have started shaking. I would have did everything.
I'm on the ground.
Please hit me in the head, please.
I'm gonna have a panic attack.
I don't want to work no more. I'm done. This is my retirement.
Ooh, I can see it now.
God made this happen for me. And I would have started crying. Yeah. I would have did everything. J. Rob, you know I'm dramatic. I would have performed.
They gonna stop the show for me. Like, oh, help her.
Listen, please. Because you know what was fucked up? I'm getting them damn student loan emails again.
Reggie got them too. Yep.
Damn.
And Reggie said he ain't paying
them. I'm not paying that shit either.
Yeah, but I pay them bills.
I got a car note. Yeah. Wow. Really, I say, well, you said 750. I say
1.5. I can
see. She's a media personality, so that's a whole other field. Like 1.5.
Yeah.
1.5.
Settle out of court for a mil. Whatever. Give me my money.
Ooh, like power. Say yeah. No. Okay. Anywho.
Gotcha.
So let's get on Ari Lennox and Rico Nasty real quick. Our DMV treasures, right. Ari Lennox and Rico Nasty. I'm gonna do the first one. Okay, so Rico Nasty actually put this out a few weeks ago. So she said, it was a tweet and delete. So she says, I remember thinking I would be so big, got humbled so quick. 5 more years and I'll be working at Target. That's what Rico Nasty said. And then the other day, Ari Lennox came out and tweeted. She says, I hate that I crave validation in every ounce of my life. It is truly a miserable existence. I hate that I wish I was cool. I'm embarrassing. I don't know when I'll ever start loving myself. I don't know if it's possible. I can't even enjoy all that I've created for myself. And Ari Lennox is a beautiful talent. She Absolutely. Has a beautiful voice. She has a wonderful personality. She's hilarious. She has a distinctive voice. She's unique in her own way. Mm-hmm. And Rico Nasty, like, let's do one at a time because I love Rico Nasty, and I love that she came from our area, and she's something, you know, we have different artists here, but she's someone that found fame first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and, you know, honestly, I've always felt like, is the AC on?
Nah.
You got it on, please? I'm, like, dying. I've always felt like Rico Nasty was underappreciated. Mm-hmm. I do feel like she had her moments here and there, but I always felt like it was always something. Like, it was at one point. Remember when the Birds of Prey movie came out, mm-hmm. and they put out that soundtrack and they had all those rap girls on it,
yep.
and they didn't have Rico Nasty on the soundtrack, and that whole Harley Quinn situation, that whole Harley Quinn thing, that would have been great for her. Like, that, yeah. that fits the Rico Nasty aesthetic, and there was a whole thing about how, like, you know, people were saying, how could you have this without Rico Nasty? It was a whole big thing on Twitter one day. So I've always felt like she was overlooked at some mm-hmm. points. I do think that Rico Nasty should be bigger. I think Arlena should be bigger than what she is now. Like, you know, I think that both these women have great potential. But I want to know, because you've shot Rico Nasty before. You shot both of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, in your opinion, like, start with Rico Nasty. Like, what do you think is not connecting, or like, what do you think the misstep is, or like, what do you think is missing, or what do you think is going wrong with the Rico Nasty brand?
That's a good question. I feel like she has a very good, like audience. I feel like a lot of people do like her, mm-hmm. but I don't know if it's like she hasn't had like a hit single in a while that has like transferred to radio that people want to hear, which like continues to build her brand. But I also don't know if that's what she wants, because she's always kind of been like undergroundy. She hasn't always been like the one that wants to be like
I don't believe that. I want to say this, but I don't. In my opinion, I don't believe that anyone doesn't want success. I don't think anyone doesn't want to be the top person. So, like, whether she gives that energy off, mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I believe that everyone wants to. I feel like everyone wants to be the top person. Everyone wants to have success.
But that's what I believe. Success always correlates to being number one.
It's not about being number one. I think success. I mean, she talking about something. She gonna work at Target in 5 years. So she apparently something's yeah. disconnected. Like, you know, and like they didn't have her on that damn soundtrack. It's just all these things that are going on.
Is it not translating to money? Maybe
I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's the, if it's her record label, or I don't know what's going on.
Who is she on?
I think she's with Atlantic. Oh, let me check.
Okay. I don't know. I will say, like, for me, I've been a Rico Nasty fan for a very long time, since she was like beefing with Bally Baby on Twitter.
I remember,
like,
when she fought Asian Doll outside that Walmart.
Yeah, it's been mm-hmm. a long time, you know. But also,
Atlantic Records, Atlantic. Warner Music Australia.
Okay. But like, I'm also from the DMV, so I feel like I have a bit of a bias because I've always been a fan of her.
Yeah, and she went to Flowers, like, and
yeah. And where I was sitting at watching Beyonce, her elementary school was right there, because she just came back there and gave back last mm-hmm, week. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, my best friend works there. Like, mm-hmm. I saw that. But, like, she is, I feel like her sound has changed a bit from.
How so?
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it's, like, it's gotten more.
The last album, so you think she was like more so when she came out, she was more so like trappy type,
yes,
alternative
rap, and now it's gotten a bit more rock-ish. I don't know if rock is the right word, but I don't feel like it's fully translated over. I feel like her sound, I feel like Poppin' versus like whatever her last single is are not the same type of music all the way.
Do you think that's the record label's decision, or it her decision, or I also feel like I wanted to add this in there. I don't know if it was because like they have the same management or whatever. I thought it was a bit odd that she like was on tour with Kehlani. I feel like they were two totally different acts.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that it was a good move when she opened up for Playboi Carti on that tour
that's
run
good.
That he did. That was good.
I agree.
But the Kehlani thing, I didn't understand that.
I think okay, I'm looking at Rico's top songs right now. Mm-hmm. And all of her top songs are from before 2020.
Sugar Trap. The Smack a Bitch.
Yes, Tia Tamera.
That's Doja Cat's song. Yeah.
Right. Counting Up, Rage, Poppin', mm-hmm. Trust Issues. Like, all these songs are from before 2020.
The Las Ruinas.
I did not listen to this album, so I cannot give a correct assessment, but like
Yeah, I didn't even listen to it all the way through. The last project I really gave a full listen to was Nightmare Vacation, and I love that one. Oh yeah, and the one before that, Anger Management, is my shit.
Mm-hmm. Nasty, Sugar Trap. I personally am like the biggest fan of Sugar Trap music. Like I love Key Lime OG. I love Poppin. I love like Mad Rich and. Those are like some of the songs I like. So I don't know if that audience translated to La Serena's, her latest album.
But then also like she links up with people that are like parallel to her. Like she did a Tizo Touchdown collab. She did what's her name? Dolce collab. Like she did like she I don't know I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe she needs to do that more.
Maybe she needs to be more visible online too. Like do some more photo shoots, do some more things. Like I don't know. But we love her. Like she did a whole somewhere shop pop up and they showed out for her.
I saw that.
But she was at home though.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Home is different. You're a bit biased because you're home, I feel like. I feel like, can this translate to someone in Minnesota? I don't know.
But people love black alt girls. People love that shit.
But how many black alt girls are like at the top? Like the top.
I'm going to say Doja Cat.
Yeah,
teeters between that.
She does.
She's a genre bender. She can do. She reminds me of Doja Cat. Reminds me of Rihanna in the sense of like genre bending. Rihanna can do anything. Rihanna can do a rock song. Mm-hmm. She can do reggae. She can do pop.
Yeah.
She can do R&B. She can do this. That. I think her being on TNT Mirror song with Doja Cat was a good move for her. For sure.
I agree. So maybe the pandemic messed stuff up too, because that was right before the pandemic, and that song did go crazy. Like crazy when it was one clip I remember of, I think it was Doja Cat on tour and she had brought out Rico to perform that song or vice versa, something like that. But I remember like the whole crowd knew the whole song.
Of course.
Yeah, like that song went crazy. And that was before a TikTok, anything, all that type of stuff. So, I mean, maybe that's it too, you know?
Maybe it's a management thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like, I feel like crazy. Rico has that aesthetic. People think of her. She's still, because when that Harley Quinn soundtrack came out, we were like, where the fuck is Rico? And even when they had those videos out and Sweetie did her rock thing, they were like, oh, bro, she's copying Rico. What the fuck? Why had Rico not on his album?
Yeah.
This is Rico's whole aesthetic. What the fuck? It was a whole big thing on Twitter. So like she's known. People know her. You know, she has some sort of impact where it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, what?
But it's also, is it a lot of talk and not a lot of translating that to listening to the actual music? It's a lot of, I know that
I also don't think that she has a big budget behind her too. That's also a thing.
Yeah. A lot of artists don't. I can see that too. I don't know. I just know I love Rico.
Me too.
I really do want her to succeed. I don't want to see her at Vista Gardens Target in 5 years.
Not Vista Gardens. I'm screaming. What, by the Home Depot?
Yes. I don't want to see her there at all. And I hope, I don't want her
I
to think
love
that
Chick-fil-A, by the way. It's one of the best ones.
You like that one?
The Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Good. I hate that one.
Really? Why?
That line? Oh my God. I never, ever, ever go to that one because I hate that line. That line, their traffic there is just the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Bad traffic pattern.
I know the lane, and it's so narrow,
it's
too.
It's like you're supposed to go over here, and then you got to go behind where
the
Buffalo Wild Wings
is. The Starbucks right there, too. It's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
Have you been to the Graces across the street?
No, I haven't.
I want to try it.
I don't know. Chinese food?
I think so, yeah.
I know they have a Graces at the Harbor.
I
haven't been there. But I heard that place was good.
Mm.
Might have to try that.
Yeah, me too. They got a Granny's in, other than Baltimore, they got a Granny's, a place called Granny's in Baltimore. I gotta try it. It's like a soul food place. I gotta try it.
There's a place, what's that popular place that is like soul food that Miss somebody's?
Miss Shirley's?
Yes.
I like
that. That's good.
Which one you went to?
The one in downtown?
Baltimore?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, mm-hmm. That one.
That one was good.
And that downtown by the harbor, that's good. Yes. And the one off of Cold Spring or something like that, that's good too.
That's by Morgan.
It's both. Hold on. Is it Cold Spring or it's another one? It's two of them in Baltimore. One by the harbor and one like in Baltimore.
I went to one by
both of them are good.
Downtown by like the water ish.
Okay, yeah, that one's good too. Another one in Baltimore is good too. But the one in Hinesville, I heard that was trash.
They had one in Hinesville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Interesting. You know, they said that about Ruby's. I'm scared. Ruby's. I love, you know, Ruby's. Ruby's Southern Kitchen is in Bowie.
What? Southern Kitchen? You had me at Southern Kitchen. Wait, you said where?
Yes, Ruby's Southern Kitchen is in Bowie. It used to be in one location, and they recently moved locations, and I've heard mixed reviews. Somebody said they fell off, but somebody said they were still good. But I want to try it.
I never heard of Ruby's before.
Oh, you got to go.
I got to go.
It's very, very good.
Have you been to Carolina Kitchen yet? Because I feel like I always tell you this every time you ask something. Okay.
I did go to Carolina Kitchen. Mm. Carolina Kitchen's good, too.
I like the, I like the one by Magic Johnson Theater.
Yeah.
It's still up and running. It's still up and running.
Facts. I go to the one in Brandywine.
You do? How's that one? I never tried that one yet.
That was the first one I ever went to.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to one in Lago.
Have you ever heard of Darius Cooks?
No.
So he's like a... He's a semi-problematic food influencer.
That's the one that was talking about black women?
That's the one that the Kitchenista sued.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a black man, and he went to all the DMV restaurants last week, and he rated them. Well, D.C. restaurants. He's in Baltimore now. Mm. And he said Carolina Kitchen got like a 3 or 4 out of 5.
Which one did he go to?
I don't know which one he went to. But his top-rated restaurants was Kane on 8th Street. And
I've never been to Kane.
I've never been to Kane either. Well, I never ate at Kane. My friend is a bartender there, but I've never eaten there. And then what was the other one? Oh, I can't remember. Give me a second. But he rated like all of the.
Did he at least do the chicken wing mama sauce somewhere?
I don't think so.
He could at least do something somewhere.
Let me tell you.
I think he would definitely have fun in Baltimore though. Because it's a lot of people.
He went
Baltimore.
To Poppy Cuisine and he did not give it a good
in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
No, but why is he going? He needs to go somewhere else.
I like Poppy Cuisine. I went there and it was good.
But I don't know. You think? I feel like when it comes to food places, Baltimore and DC neck and neck. I don't know, man.
People say that Baltimore food is better than DC food.
It might be because you know what I'm saying. It might be.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Oh, he deleted the post.
He probably got ate up.
He did. He did. He got ate up.
Literally.
He got ate up for real. I don't think he liked Creole on 14th. I don't think he liked 17th. He hated Creole on 14th now that I think about it. Yeah. He was like, this is a terrible establishment.
Damn. Did he try Slutty Vegan?
No, I don't think he tried that. He tried Georgia Brown's. He said they was okay. Della J's in Alexandria. He said that was good. Mm. But yeah.
Oh my bad, y'all. Sorry.
We got distracted.
This is the problem we're gonna ask you, but we can't, we don't pay attention to plan. So no. But no, so yeah, like I don't understand. Let's get on Ari.
Yeah.
So what do you think so this is the thing. I'm gonna say something first. I think that when it comes to Ari, I think that skin tone plays a part in certain situations with her. I think that she doesn't have the conventional look, because there's been times when like people have spoken out, people have like offended her here and there by her appearance. I think she's beautiful, but you know, it's like she's not conventional. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can think of when it comes to Ari Lennox, but she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think that Ari takes a lot of internet feedback personal. From what I've seen, I think that a lot of the things that people say on Instagram and Twitter about her, like, she takes that to heart. Mm-hmm. And I would never want to be famous because I would be cussing everybody out because I hate y'all.
Oh, that's China. Listen, I'll be posting on TikTok and it's like certain things here and there that I'll say that people are like, whoa, excuse me?
Yeah.
And they'll just get mad at me. They'll call me. They get mad and call me fat. That's about it. Because you can't, if you say anything else about me, you're lying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, like they get mad. I'm like, oh my God, you just call me fat? Oh my God. And then somebody called me Angie Mama one time. And I'm like, that's crazy.
See what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
So like, imagine that times a million.
Yeah, I know. Because I was like, should I delete this video? Because they just call me fat. But I'm like, fuck you. Yeah.
Like, and that's why I'm like, being famous is hard. Like, you say things like, oh, that doesn't matter to me. I don't care. That I'll throw that off my back, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, you're a human too. So like, I absolutely understand that like things like what people say about your appearance, what people say about the things that you say can affect you and can make you sad and can make you like, you feel a way.
I also don't think that Ari Lennox gets awarded
gets awarded as much as she should.
I agree. When I learned that Pressure was her first number one.
Whoa, what on R&B?
Yes.
That she has, she broke, has she made the Hot 100 yet? I don't know.
Or wait, was Pressure, was maybe it was her first, well, I guess it wouldn't have been number one.
No, no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I think it was R&B.
It's probably on R&B.
Yeah. But like learning that, I loved Shea Butter Baby. Yeah. Loved it. And the fact that like other people just don't, I don't even want to say it doesn't.
But Pressure was like, such a radio friendly song.
Yeah.
And that's probably why it got, you know.
Yeah, adult R&B airplay. That was number one there. But like,
I don't think she won any, she's been nominated, but I don't think she won anything.
She hasn't won like a NAACP.
She's been nominated, but it's not saying that she won. Mm.
Dang. Yeah, see, she's not getting enough credit because I love everything she puts out, honestly. And that's not just like I honestly don't think that's a DMV bias, because she doesn't, I feel like her music translates more than just like DMV, mm-hmm. because it's like good R&B music.
Yeah, she collabs with people like Summer Walker, and like she collabs with people, everyone knows Lucky Day. And
yeah, she's a great artist.
Dreamville. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's, I think that's Interscope?
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I absolutely understand everything that Ari said about like, I think things get to her head. I think she probably feels, I don't know if people's validation of her is enough.
Or she probably sees her counterparts and she sees how people react to her counterparts. And maybe she wants that same type of notoriety or those same type of compliments or those same, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's not enough awkward black girls out here speaking up for her.
She has a wonderful, like, she has a distinctive speaking voice. She has a great personality. She's beautiful. She has a great voice. Yeah. She has range. Yes. She, like, no one's, like, when you hear Arlen, you know it's
you
her.
You know it's her.
You know it's her.
Nobody like, everyone,
everyone's
sound
not
like
distinctive
that.
Like that.
Nobody else can sound like that. And, yeah. I don't know. I think it's a lot of mental things.
Yeah.
I don't know. That makes me sad because I know she's gone through a lot, mm-hmm. just with like in her mental.
It's rude.
In her mental, and I think she's just like, she probably compares herself to how things are going for other people. She might look at the fact that she hasn't won anything.
Uh huh. But you know what? I'm a sidebar. That one year where there when. I don't want to start anything, but well, maybe I do. But like that one year when, like, Lizzo won Best Soul or some. It was some Soul Train Award or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Where like Lizzo was nominated in the category with Ari Lennox, and also they did the same thing with the Doja Cat shit, where they nominated her in R&B against Ari and all of them, and Summer Walker and Jhené Aiko and all of them. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Doja Cat does not belong there at all. At all. She doesn't. But, yeah. I love Ari. I really wish that Ari would, you know.
Me too.
But you can't. You can't. You can wish how that people think better of themselves all you want. But, like, that's a personal thing.
And she went on tour. And then she sell out all of her shows?
I believe so. Yes. I know that Howard Theater show was packed. Yeah. She's done an amazing job. And her show was really good. I had a great time there.
When it comes to, we're going to ask Ari Lennox, do you think, I mean, you know, we already addressed like their self-doubt, but do you think there is a machine issue? Labels and their management, they're this, they're that. Do you think it's a machine issue?
It could be. I mean,
they don't know how to market these girls.
I mean, if you think about Ari, like Ari is on a label with a bunch of men.
But.
So. You know, there could be a piece of that there. Like. There's no women other than Art, right? I don't think nobody else is on Dreamville. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got Earth Gang, they got Jid, they got Boss, they got Kaz, they got Cole. And then they have Ari. Like, it's different. And maybe people don't recognize that and know how to work with that. That could be a whole thing.
But, you know, those labels are have, like, partnerships with bigger labels, though. So Interscope would be a situation where, like, you know, they'll provide the resources for her.
But her home team is Dreamville.
Mm. I'm not really a fan of there's no shade to J. Cole or nobody. I'm not really a fan of artists being signed to other artists. Mm-hmm. I never think that that makes it, like, active artists.
Yeah,
like I see why people would, like, an artist want to sign someone because it's like a bonus, you know, whatever the fuck you got going on. Like, I remember when Akon signed Lady Gaga and a whole bunch of other people, and he signed like T-Pain because he wanted that signing bonus. Mm-hmm. I get it business wise, but like, I don't understand it, like, just like in the long haul. Like, I wouldn't want to sign to, it's my phone, they want to hit me up when I'm recording shit, but I don't understand, like, I don't get the whole, like, I don't know why you would sign to another active artist. Yeah. It's not like you're Jay-Z. See, Jay-Z, at least he fake retired like 5 times, right? Like when he signed Rihanna and Neo and them. Mm-hmm. Like you're not Jay-Z, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not J. Cole, J. Cole, but like, you're not, like, Jay-Z is like Jay-Z, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Jay-Z, but like, active artists, like, even with Rick Ross and him, like, I just don't think, like, you know, you can have your own collective and stuff, but I just don't, like,
yeah,
I just wouldn't think that you signing to an active artist is like a situation that you would want to be in my opinion.
I can see that, but also
it can be helpful,
it can get,
but
it can
be helpful, and it can also overshadow you.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that Ari just, I feel like she's like a delicate flower.
Yeah.
And like you just gotta make sure she's good. But like, she's a treasure. She's like a DMV treasure and a national treasure. So is Rico.
I hope she gets between her and Coco Jones, I hope one of them gets that Tiana slot when they make that Tiana movie. That Princess Tiana movie.
Oh,
Princess
and the Frog. Tiana Taylor.
That Princess and the Frog movie that they both auditioned for. They like on Instagram.
Both of them. Yeah. Either of them would be fine. I think I'm gunning for Coco a little bit more though.
Yeah, me too.
Because when I saw her audition, I was like, I could see this. It sounds like her. I could see it. Yeah.
That would be so dope.
It would be. But either of them, I would be fine with, for real. Yeah.
I want them to come out with a Hercules live action.
Me too.
Who will be the singers on Hercules?
I do think it'll be Lizzo as one of them.
Mm.
Who else?
Mm.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Somebody with a strong, it's got to be a strong voice, because
a strong black voice.
My soul, Hurt was on a road.
A strong black voice.
Yeah. Whenever I think of who can say
they
that,
they might get somebody unknown.
No, don't do that.
Who you got? Lizzo? Who else you got?
Sorry, I started laughing because I remember somebody saying SZA should be.
Don't do SZA. Don't do that to her. Don't do, no.
That's fucked up.
Don't do SZA. Don't do SZA. Don't do her.
Don't do her. Lizzo, could her be there? Maybe.
Mm. What about Chloe?
I can see Chloe there. Could you see Ari there? Maybe. Who else? I can see Ari saying, "And the nicest guy." I know those songs. That's why I'm just trying to think of the songs.
I think Liz will be a good choice, though.
But am I just thinking about her size?
Lizzo can give a vocal.
Yeah, I guess she is, like, She's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I just had to make sure I was, like,
she's soulful. She has soul in her voice.
I needed to check my,
like, she, sure, like, this is like how James Brown was. Like, he wasn't like the vocalist, but he had soul. It was like that soul behind it. Like, that's what my friend says to me when I say that. When I try to say things like, so I'm friends with like a singer,
mm-hmm.
and so, like, you know, someone like an actual singer, if you say, "Oh, so and so can't sing," yes, they can, because of this, because of that. Like, mm-hmm. people may say that Mary J. Blige can't sing that well nowadays, but no, it's like the feeling behind it, like, it's like the soul she has behind it. Like with James Brown ain't no vocalist, but he has that feel, like, he make you, you know, I feel good, like, you know, it's like that soul behind it,
delivery.
That's true. So I think Lizzo can definitely give a soul, give that feeling behind it for sure.
Can we pick Elle Varner, maybe?
Ooh, where she been at? Oh, girl, yes. Girl, where have you been? They did Elle Varner real dirty. I don't like how they did her. Because that was a way, because she had the privilege. She had the privilege. What's going on? They, y'all, they, no, 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 no.
L. Varner's they let that fall by the wayside. Is one of
I only want to give it to you.
Album for
and wasn't J. Cole on one of her songs?
Yeah, he was on that song. That is a fantastic album.
I feel like who's been it too long?
Exactly.
Can't stand. What? Yeah, that's a, and she was light skinned with big curly mixed curly hair. Y'all fumbled that bag. See, now there's no excuse for that because she had all the tools in her at her advantage. So what was the problem?
Yeah, put her in it. Put her in it. I love her.
What's the problem?
I miss her.
What was the misstep? I wonder who she was signed to. Anywho, it's a couple more things. Let me, one last thing.
Can you bring the wine over here?
did you sip any wine yet, J-Rob?
I don't think so. It's very strong.
It's strong to you? You think so? I'm having a blast. Maybe I just can't notice. Though. Maybe I just don't notice it.
This wine is strong. It's like
it is. Maybe I just don't notice it.
It's like 14%.
Mm. Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah,
I love a good 14%. Yeah, I'm a 14. I'm a 14 percenter.
Yeah,
you know,
20%.
Ooh, pour me up.
This is a 14.5.
Maybe I'm just. I don't know.
Where you get that from?
She's a part of a wine club or a wine membership. They be getting y'all asses like with the Hello Freshes and stuff.
So Hello, it's like a Hello Fresh thing. It's called Every Plate, and they give you a voucher for like $100 off the wines, and they're called Naked Wines, I think. And you still got to pay $100, but you get $100 off.
Right.
So it was 12 wines though for $100, and I'm like, that's not too bad.
Like good wine, good wine.
Like yeah, and it's good wine, strong wine. So.
Yeah, that joint's strong. They picked that shit right out the vine.
It's like it's fresh out. I want to go to a vineyard though. I want to go. Like they do a Potomac.
Oh yeah, true.
Sidebar, y'all. I really do want to get on a reality show like one of these days. Like naturally though, like organically, I want to.
Well, you better find some casting people. They have those.
If I was on a reality show, what would I give? Would I give messy or would I give like, what think I would, because you know, there's always like, everyone fits a certain role on a show. Honestly, I won't get offended. What do you think I would give on a show? Honestly, I'm not offended, whatever. Tell me.
Go ahead.
What is it? I'm scared.
I think you would give. You would be very opinionated. I think you could give messy.
Okay.
I think people will want to be your friend, though.
Mm.
But I think you could have, like, some secret enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, I don't really like Danny. Mm-hmm. They be in a confessional saying that. Mm-hmm. I can see that. Mm. And then I can see you confronting them. I'm picturing it now. Like, it's a whole thing.
What you think, J-Rob?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll be definitely speak your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You'll speak your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You might slap somebody up.
You think so? I wouldn't want to get kicked off.
Nah, you won't be physical. No, you would just.
I would try not to. I could though if I wanted to, but I would try not to because I want to stay on the show.
Because you would do everything but get physical to make them end up getting. I could
read. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See.
You
know what that means, J-Rob? When you read.
Yes.
When you was it me?
I could read you.
Okay. Oh, period, J-Rob.
I can feel your spirit. I can feel your energy for two planets away. But yes.
I don't really trust. I think I don't really trust the people. Like it's not like there's like when there's a social situation and there's always like a quiet person, but the quiet person, everyone is comfortable coming to them and talking to them about something or someone. Mm-hmm. I don't trust those people.
I feel like that might be me.
Oh.
I don't think I'm quiet, but I do think that a lot of people, like I observe a lot and I can, I peep game. I know how people are before anybody even figures it out. And I feel like people are very comfortable coming to me with a lot of stuff. And I don't know why. I don't feel like I'm that approachable, but I do think people.
You're approachable.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think you're mean.
I don't think I'm mean either, but I wonder why people do that to me. People like to tell me the tea and tell me stuff that I don't really think I need to know, but I be knowing
it. I be knowing tea too. It would be fun to know some shit on people.
I just keep it to myself, but it is very interesting.
Very much.
I'm like, okay.
Anywho, okay, so want to get into music? We can talk about this little part in the music section. I was gonna talk about that Bobby girl, but I mean,
we
whatever.
Talk about Victoria.
Yeah, in the music session. So was we getting into music?
Okay,
we're getting into music.
Yeah.
Do you have some music things you want to bring up, J Rob? Because he has some interesting takes sometimes too. No, you're good.
Just Victoria.
Okay. So in the music section,
her
you want to start off with your music picks for the week. Shaina, did you want? Well, I can start off if you want, or
you start off.
Okay, so for me, I definitely, we could talk about the Doja Cat thing too, but I love Doja Cat. I do, even though, you know, right now she may not be everyone's favorite person. I enjoy Doja Cat. She just dropped this song called Demons, and she also dropped her album artwork that she changed.
Mm-hmm.
I like both, and I found the Etsy artist, and I like his stuff. I think I might pick some things out for my walls in at my place. But she dropped a single called Demons, and she announced her Scarlet release date and her Scarlet art cover. At first she had a pink spider as her artwork, and people were saying that it resembled Nicki Minaj's pink print, so there was some shade with that. And then so she ended up changing it to another image of spiders from the same artist, but she claims that it wasn't because of Nicki Minaj, it was because of the same artist. I guess he sold the same spider to another rock band that's releasing the same date as her. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. Oh. But I'm like, wow, whoa, why would you do that? But yeah, whatever. So that's that. So I'm excited for Doja Cat, honestly, and I have tickets to her show coming up in November, so I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. Victoria Monet released her album Jaguar 2. I really enjoyed that. And I'll wait for China to discuss that because I can talk about my favorite songs on that album. SZA dropped her Snooze video with Justin Bieber in it, and she had other cameos. She had Woody McClain in it. She had people, you know, it was a really good video. I love SZA's visuals.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Justin Bieber is going to be on the Snooze remix. I'm excited for that. Ariana Grande released her.
I could see that.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Ariana Grande released her 10th. She released her 10th anniversary re-release for Yours Truly, and she performed some songs from the album live in London. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs from that album is always going to be Tattooed Heart because I just mm-hmm. love it so much. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj dropped a song as well the other day called, what's it called? Look Some Shit. Hold on, let me not do that to her.
Last time I saw you.
It's a cool, you know, song. I want to see the video. And, you know, sometimes when there's no video, I envision my own thing. Mm-hmm. And so for that song, it just reminds me of, like, you know, like, this, like, the beat. And it just reminds me of, like, driving somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
In like a gloomy, maybe it's raining. I don't know. Maybe it's raining. But it reminds me of that. Or like, just reminds me of different, like, I feel like with her video, I don't know what she's going to do, but I think for the video, I think it should be, she shouldn't be the focus in the video. I think that she should be the storyteller in the video. And I think that she should have different actors act out different scenes. But I definitely feel like it's like a gloomy video kind of. And with people acting in it. Okay. And with somebody driving somewhere, and it may be raining somewhere. That's what I think of, rain and darkness.
You know what I thought of when I heard her?
What?
When I heard that song? Do you remember Knockout?
Knockout, maybe 1, 2, 3. I love that.
Something about the way she was singing, rapping in this song reminded me of Knockout.
And I also love the, this might be silly, but don't you remember the Powerpuff Girls?
Mm-hmm.
When they were, the beat, like that the way the beat was sound.
Mm-hmm.
Not that part, that the
that little
mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Like, it reminds, like, that. And like, I'm on Sierra, she dropped her project too a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Sierra has a song called Be Right Back, and it gives that, like, that. Let me play a little bit of it. So
How We Roll.
No,
it's this something
one.
Else.
It's called Be Right Back.
Oh,
it's just the beat. It reminds me of like a shuffling type of situation. So I'm gonna play a little bit of it. And I'm gonna play a little bit of Nicki Minaj. You can actually tell me what to play on my thing too.
You're waiting too long. Be right back. Be right back.
That part. That shuffle. Pop of girls. When they will fight crime.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm gonna play a little bit of Nicki Minaj real quick too.
That's drum and bass.
What is that called though? It's like a thing.
Drum and bass.
It's like a signature.
Drum
that
and bass.
Shuffle.
Drum
and then like bass. With Nicki Minaj's.
That's what it's called, drum and bass.
I think the lyrics are pretty simple and her raps are pretty simple, but I like the vibe of it.
Right.
I'm yeah. all for a vibe too.
Yeah, it gives that type of vibe that I'm cool with for her. I think that Sierra song sounds too much like Uzi. I don't like that.
Be Right Back?
Yeah.
Oh, like How to Rock? Really? Oh, wow.
That beginning part, I couldn't hear anything other than that. Mm. So that threw me off. But.
And then my last one is Dinah Jane. She dropped a song called Ya Ya. I kind of want to talk about her a little bit, but I'm going to let China take it away with her picks.
Okay.
And I can play what you want me to play.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to play that. Okay.
Yeah, whatever you want to play. I can play too.
Okay. Can you play Smoke by...
Of course. Smoke. I love that song.
I love that song too.
I love that song. Yes. And the video was amazing too. So what about this?
Yeah, love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Victoria Monet.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to her album all week. That's why I was like, oh, we forgot to talk about
what are
that
your
last
what are
week.
Your what are your picks?
Ooh, okay, Smoke. Mm-hmm. I really like Smoke.
Of course.
I like Cadillac.
Okay,
a pimp's anthem.
Okay,
because I feel like she on this album she has this whole thing about her being a pimp.
Because mm-hmm.
like in On My Mama she's like, ladies is pimps tonight.
Mm-hmm. Ladies is pimps tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies being pimps. And I like On My Mama, of course.
Of course.
I like I'm the One and Hollywood.
I like Smoke.
Yes.
I'm a sucker for interludes too.
Okay.
She does very
the
well.
Her album.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I love Smoke. I love Cadillac. I love All Right.
Yes.
When I first beat first, I said, "Oh, this Keisha Nada."
Keisha
Nada. I looked at that. Keisha Nada. Boom. Keisha Nada. So yeah, Smoke.
They need to do more.
They do.
For real.
Smoke. All Right. Cadillac. I like How Does It Make You Feel.
I
like that too. I like that too.
I do too.
My Mama, of course. And those are like my top.
Yeah. Me and Reggie listened to this whole album last Friday, mm-hmm. and we was dancing to How Does It Make You Feel.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I like that song. It's very cute. Yeah. She did a great job.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan.
Did you get tickets to her show?
No,
I didn't either. I tried so bad. I tried
but
so hard.
I'm gonna try to shoot it if she does not change venues.
Mm.
If she doesn't change venues, I might be okay.
I hope you get to do it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I hope it happens.
I'm gonna try to finesse my way in there. I don't know how, but I'm gonna try.
Cause yeah, figure it out. I think you can do it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna figure it out. I also was gonna talk about Ariana Grande's Yours Truly, mm-hmm. just because I am a big fan of Ariana Grande, mm-hmm. and I hope she goes on tour. And
I think she's kind of done for a while.
You think?
Yeah,
but
she's doing her makeup
that,
stuff.
Like the 10th anniversary gave like a...
she did her London thing. That's what she did.
Yeah,
that was our that was her treat to us. I feel like she's doing her entrepreneur shit. She's doing her makeup shit.
Yeah.
She's doing her perfume shit. Like she's doing her Rihanna shit.
Because I was
point.
Listening to this and I'm like, I was telling Reggie like, dang, I actually know like all the words to all these songs.
Yeah,
and I wasn't really expecting that.
Would you want me to play a snippet or something? Or what?
From there is, let's just do The Way.
Okay. And yeah, I love how she kept Mac Miller in there like
shout
that too.
Shout out to my dog Mac Miller.
Yeah,
R&B to my friend.
What we gotta do right here is go back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thinking about her every second, every hour.
Do my
thing in
Mac Miller.
The shower, picking petals off the flowers. Like, do she love me? Do she love me not?
She's one person that I love. Like I prefer her. I like her live better than her damn recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved everything that she did on that album. Like I was trying
Honeymoon Avenue and Tattooed Heart.
But did you hear the live version of Honeymoon Avenue?
I think I did.
She did something weird.
Really?
She tried to make it fast. And I don't like what she did there. I'm a fan of more.
And then Tattoo Heart, she gave like new little ad libs and shit in it.
I did like that one.
Yes.
But yeah, I would definitely go to see Ariana. I love her. And
I don't think most of the time, because she dropped two albums back to back like that and she's on tour. I don't think so.
I don't like when I like white girls that other white girls like, because the white girls are going to get all the tickets.
Yeah.
They gonna get on my nerves. Like I just know if she goes on tour, it's gonna be like the tickets are $1,622, and I'm gonna be irritated.
Ready to do the whole Beyonce shit when you get a day of $75. Insane.
Yeah, you're right. And then what else I want to talk about? The There I Go by Gucci Mane and J. Cole. I thought that was an interesting interesting mix. It wasn't bad. I worked out to it. It was cool. Yeah, we play it.
You think you worked out to it?
Mm-hmm.
Michael made it. Okay. Mike, real mate. Mike, real mate. Real nigga, I don't say that a lot. You can tell how I talk and the way that I rock. So what about it did you like?
It was pretty cool. I feel like I haven't heard Cole on a verse, on a beat like that in a minute.
Mm.
And I thought that was kind of cool. Just to see him with Gucci, I thought that was cute.
Hmm.
I liked it.
Okay. Is he still playing basketball or is he off season or something like that? Or what's going on with that? Wasn't he playing overseas?
Overseas? I think that was just a one time thing. Oh. I feel like he just wanted to check that off his bucket list.
Oh, really? I don't know. They can do that? They can just go in and out like that? They can't.
They're
rich. In a contract or something? Oh, okay. I don't know.
I feel like people want money.
Well, he's playing basketball overseas? This is okay.
I don't think he did that well, did he? Yeah.
No, he didn't? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. He was playing with Adam Sandler a couple weeks ago.
What? Where?
In Brooklyn.
For what?
Just because it was outside.
Interesting.
Or I don't know if it was Brooklyn, but it was New York. And
I always find outside. I always find it interesting when it's like, you know, like white guys or just guys in general that like, if you look at them, you could never think that they're rich like that.
If I was famous, I would be Adam Sandler.
Mm.
I don't want, I'm not, I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
I don't want the glitz and the glamour.
Like he loves like a dad outfit, like a sweatsuit, sweat shorts.
Cooling.
Right. Yeah,
sweat shorts, t-shirt.
That would be me. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have a dad outfit on, but I wouldn't have on whatever else.
I think if I was rich, I would still be stylish, but I would wear graphic t-shirts and like oversized graphic t-shirts, but like a nice bag.
A
nice bag, but with like sneakers and shit.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. I remember always saying like, I don't even shop at Forever 21 anymore. But I remember when I was younger, I was like, if I'm ever rich, I'm still gonna shop at Forever 21. I don't care.
It's so many Fashion Novas and Sheins nowadays. You can just go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
but yeah, the music this week was pretty good.
That's all you on your list?
I honestly didn't listen to Burna Boy's album, but
I don't listen to him.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
At all?
I just hear whatever's on the radio, whatever is popular. I haven't gotten into him yet, not yet. I don't want to do that. I want to get into someone genuinely, not because he's like hype now.
Interesting.
I'm not too crazy about the samples he does a lot. Like, I'm not too crazy about the whole situation. I'm not crazy about that. I'm not gonna hold you.
Having this conversation with Reggie yesterday too.
I'm not crazy about that. But
I was wondering. Reggie says he feels like he's creatively burnt out.
Like, so he's just fulfilling a record label.
He's tapping into just like whatever makes sense. But some people still liked his album. I heard some. Well, I don't know if I heard good things. I heard. This is gonna sound weird. I heard Africans like repping him a lot on Twitter because I know someone. You know True Laurels.
No. Oh, I think I do. Yeah. His name is Lawrence.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wrote a critique of his album.
What did he say?
Like, he pretty much said what Reggie said, actually, that he was like he's doing too much creatively. He's kind of like burnt out and he might be tired. And a lot of people underneath those comments were from Nigeria. I feel like that's kind of biased though, because I don't know if they can hear the actual music over like hearing that one of their people is like a superstar. I don't know. I didn't listen to the album enough.
I want to get into him like on my own, but not because I'm forced, you know.
So like his first, well, I don't know if it's African Giant was a good album. Like I actually listened to that album, not just like
that. His first album.
It's whatever had like I think Ginger on it.
I'm gonna listen to it one day. I'm gonna listen to it in the car. Do you like listening to music in the car or at home?
In the car. Yes, that's a good car song. A good car album. African Giant's a good car album. Yeah.
Is that last on your list?
Yeah, I think that's last.
So okay, so real quick so Dinah Jane, she used to be in Fifth Harmony. She just dropped this. I think she's independent now. She just dropped a song. This is the thing with Dinah Jane, right? And I've talked about this before. I just feel like, you know, she,
I'm gonna just say this: she always had a mature, soulful voice in the group, mm-hmm. and that wasn't marketed because the group was more so marketed towards younger girls. Mm-hmm. So she didn't have a lot of parts on a lot of the mainstream songs. But I think she's independent now, and I just wish that. And I may talk about more about this next episode, but I just want her to do. I think that she could go like a Kehlani route, in my opinion. I think that she's still trying to like. Keep her Fifth Harmony fans, but I don't think that they get it. I think that she does too much white media. Mm. I think that she should focus on urban, or not, I hate that word urban, but like more so like black media, black. Because I think that we would understand her more, her voice more.
Is she
I think
black?
No, she's like Polynesian. She's like Hawaiian or Polynesian or whatever. Okay. But she's racist. Like that's ambiguous a little bit.
Right.
You can like teeter back and forth or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like her voice is like she reminds you of like Leona Lewis or Mariah Carey or like she's real soulful too. So like she can really sing. I'm gonna play a little bit of her song. It's called Yaya. Mm-hmm. But I love her solo music. I love her song Lottery. I love her song Heard It All Before. Like she's very soulful. She's very R&B. I think that she could be like she could take a Kehlani route. I think that she should do more black press because right now she's doing like a lot of white press because of Fifth Harmony and stuff, but like get off that Fifth Harmony bandwagon. I think that she should focus on black press and like trying to focus on that marketing wise. I feel like you can get into the black situation, let black folks make you look cool. You look cool now, so now the white folks want you now. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just summing it up.
Is
or whatever.
She still in Fifth? I mean, is Fifth Harmony still a group?
No, they're like it's a hiatus, but you know they're done. Oh, okay. But I'm gonna just play. I'm gonna play Yaya, the song that she just put out. I think that's independently, and then I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs from her. It's called Lottery, and then I'm gonna be done with that.
Okay.
So this is Yaya, her new release.
Okay.
This is how she looks. Right. So, like, you can tell she has soul. She has, like, swag to her.
If you say smoking loud in a song, you're absolutely supposed to be talking to an urban audience.
But it's like, you only have, like, it's just, I feel like the marketing strategy needs to be real. She needs to not do, because she did an interview with some guy named Zach something. Like, I just feel like she should do more, like, black media stuff, because we understand her more. Like, she's trying to, like, even when they first went solo and she was still signed, mm-hmm. she tried to do, like, a poppy type song that kind of mimicked Fifth Harmony a bit, but she still gave her own little twist to it. Mm-hmm. But like you're still trying to play off that Fifth Harmony. No. Get your own like situation going on. I'm gonna play Lottery real quick. It's one of my favorite songs from her, Lottery.
I'm in the mood to kiss and fall. So put your lips in the waist, a bottle of luck on your face. So addicted to the taste.
Mature, okay. Like she's not that. Like Fifth Harmony, they put Camila in the forefront because she had like a baby doll voice, like she had like that girly, like little childish type of voice, like that's why she was always in the forefront, because she appealed to that audience. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can see that.
You know what I mean? I think that they need to reroute, like stop having them go on these white shows. Like it's cool, but like go on like these black people show. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's just, it's just, ugh.
Yeah. She actually, to me, from the two songs that you played, she gives Ariana when she decides to be urban. I was trying to explain that
something.
To
it's so like, behind it. You don't need to be with them white girls. No.
Like I feel like some Ariana albums, she's like tapping into her black side.
Yeah.
And then the other one, she wants to be pop and white. But
I think like Ariana Grande, she goes the pop route because she's white.
Yes, but she needs to stop. I think she needs to go back to her urban side. That's when I like her the most.
Yeah.
My favorite albums are like Yours Truly. I think Thank You Next, she tapped into that still. That Thank You Next is one of my favorites.
She goes pop because she's white and she can. Like, but if it was up to Ariana Grande, she would probably be doing some blues.
Yeah, she would. For real. She started with doo-wop. Like, come on.
Yeah. But anyway, well, that's all. it's all. The camera went out. Anyway, so I'm your wonderful host, Danny. Make sure you guys stream and like and comment and subscribe to Heard the Podcast, H-E-R-D, H-E-R-apostrophe-D, the podcast on YouTube. And we're on all those things, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, all those places. And you can follow us at Heard the Podcast, H-E-R-D the Podcast, on Instagram and Twitter, or X, whatever you want to fucking call it. Twitter, whatever. And where can they find you at?
Made in China, made the letter
camera's
N.
off, girl. I don't know what you're looking at.
Oh, okay. Made in China, made the letter N, C-H-Y-N-N-A. That's me.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.